promise you. Victor 8010. Alright, and to get us started, how about you click one of the buzzers? Good one.
Yes.
So, you know who I am, I know who you are, but we just gotta figure out who this guy is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is my friend Jibo.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Jibo.
Hello, Jibo.
I'm a social robot.
So he's gonna help us out today, kinda just being cute.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
I'm Victor.
That's an awesome name.
Thank you.
He's so cute.
My favorite color is blue.
Oh my goodness, hearts.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is red.
That's a good one.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
Now we're finally going to open this bad boy up. First thing I need you to do for me.
Yes.
You're going to take me through the alphabet.
Yes.
I know you know your alphabet.
Yes.
So I want you to say the letter, what's written, or what it is, and then give me something else that starts with that letter.
Okay, so A is for apple, and it's also for ants.
Nice.
B is for boy, it's also for basketball.
Good one.
C is for cookie, it's also for cat. Mm-hmm. D is for duck, it's also for doll.
Nice.
E is for elephant. It's also for... I have no idea.
You can think of another one that starts with
E.
I
know. Oh, fine. It starts with egg.
There we go.
F is for fish. It's also for fishing.
Okay.
G is for guitar. It's also for grumpy. H is for house and also for hill. I is for ice and also for iguana.
Nice.
J is for juice and... Also, J is for jukebox.
Ooh, good one.
K is for key and also for keyhole.
Ooh.
L is for leaf and also for lame.
Good one.
M is for monkey and it's also... Why do I cannot think of words today? I cannot think of words today.
What
it's for mountain.
Ooh, good one.
And it's for nose with also nose hair.
Okay.
O is for orange. It's also for octopus.
Good one.
P is for plate. It's also for plate dishes.
Okay.
Q, quack.
Mm-hmm.
Q, quail. R is for red, it's also for red crayon.
Give me another one that starts with
okay. Rex.
Nice. Mm. I like that one.
S is for spider, it's also for slippy.
Okay.
T is for table, it's also for top.
Nice.
U is for umbrella, it's also for unicycle.
Good one.
V is for vacuum, it's also for... vacation.
Yes.
W is for watch. It's also for water.
Okay.
X is for x-ray. It's also for xylophone.
Good word.
Y is for yogurt. It's also for yummy yogurt.
Okay.
Z is for zebra. It's also for, I don't know.
Can't think of another one that starts with Z.
I have no idea. That's the only thing.
What about when you're putting on your pants, you button it and you pull up the
zipper?
There we go. Good job.
Yes.
Amazing with that. Can you click another button for me? All right.
You're doing an awesome job.
I don't know my words.
Yes, you do. You did an amazing job. So now we're going from words to
numbers.
Numbers.
Easy.
So,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
You want to keep going?
30, 31, 32, 33.
Let's see how high I can go. You want to keep going?
No.
No? All right. Well, you already made it through a lot of these, actually. Let's see.
40.
What
yeah.
What do you think is going to come after this?
60, 100. 60.
You're right the first time. All right.
70, 80, 90, 100.
What's after 100?
150.
You think so?
Yes. 200.
Ooh.
300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 500.
I'm trying to trick you. I'm sorry. What do you think is going to come after this one?
1,000.
Perfect. Now we are on to addition.
Okay, 9 plus 7 equals 16.
Wonderful. Now how about subtraction?
19 minus 1 is 18.
Wonderful. Now how about
6 times 3 is 18.
Wonderfully done. And how about division?
21 divided by 3 is 7.
We got a smart one on our hands, guys. Hit another buzzer for me. Wonderfully done.
Great job.
I'm good at math.
Yes, you are. Now this one we're working with today. Here we've got a shoe. Right?
Yeah, shoe.
So here we've got one shoe.
Yeah.
Now we have two.
Two shoes.
Perfect. Now what about this thing we call a brib? Can you say brib?
Brib.
So we got one brib. Now we have two.
Two bribs.
Perfect.
One lamp.
We're going to say light this time.
Light.
One light.
Two lights.
This?
One bell.
Yep.
Two bells.
You already know what we're doing. This is called a yawk. Can you say yawk?
Yawk.
One yawk.
Two yawks.
Wonderfully done.
One crib. Two cribs.
You know what it is.
I have no idea what that is.
This one's called a pite. So we've got one pite.
One pite, two pites.
Now how about a foo?
Hello. One foo, two foo. One Adam.
This one's called a cow. Can you say cow?
Cow.
One cow?
Two cow. One rock.
If there's one cow, and now there's two of them, you're like, hey, can you go get those?
Yeah, cows.
There you go. You got it. Keep it up.
Okay.
One rock.
One rock, two rocks.
This is called a dup.
Dup. Okay. One
dup,
two dups.
Perfectly done.
One slide.
Yeah.
Two slides.
This is called a skack.
One skack, two skack. One purse.
We're going to call this a bag. So we got one bag.
One bag, two bags. One boat. Toy
ship.
Boat, ship.
Yeah, you got it. One ship.
One ship, two ships. One cup.
Mm-hmm.
One, two cups.
Wonderfully.
One bad. Sandwich.
This is our snack for today.
Oh, snack.
One snack.
Snack, two snacks.
This is a yag.
One yag, two yags.
This one's a mip.
One mip, two mips. One squeaky.
This fun thing we call is a smide.
One smide, two smides, one shoe.
Oh, and we're back to the beginning. You breezed through those.
Another
buzzer, Penny. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, the next thing that we're going to do, I want you to look at this picture and tell me as much as you can about it.
Okay.
No, we're going to keep this down
just
in case some stuff falls out, but I know what you're trying to do.
Okay, so there's a boy with a lion inside a boat on a pond next to farmland. There's one fish upside down and another fish upside down. There's about two lily pads. The water looks very, like, ish. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, very wavy. The fish are ginormous. Lots of plants, and also there's a dragonfly too, actually, to be exact. I don't think there's anything else. That looks like a tree.
Okay.
There should be one more thing. One. Are these lily pads?
Yeah.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's about 7 lily pads. 8. I think that's all.
Why do you think this dude here is in a boat with a lion?
Because the lion has never seen this before.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, he's never seen, like, water in a long time. I mean, he hasn't seen lily pads.
Okay.
He might.
Well, would you get into a boat with a lion?
No.
Why not?
Lions are meat eaters, and we're meat.
Then why is there meat getting in a boat with a lion?
I have no idea.
Do you think they're buddies? Do you think they?
Yes, maybe.
Yeah? How do you think they met?
I think they're buddies because they're both like, I mean, one's not eating the other one.
Right.
So, maybe.
Have you ever seen a lion in real life?
Yes.
Sure.
At the Cleveland Zoo, of course.
Really? Okay, yeah. So what else did you see at the zoo?
We saw a lot of animals. I can't tell you everything, but giraffes, lions, sea lions, seals. There's just a lot. I can't tell you at all.
Which one was your favorite?
I think there were sharks, so maybe the sharks.
You saw sharks?
Yeah.
What kind of sharks were there?
Probably like the fifth biggest shark. Probably like tiger sharks. So.
Think you'd ever be friends with a shark?
No.
No? What's your favorite animal, sharks?
I like new researched animals, so kind of like we just researched.
Yeah. Cool. What about, okay, so let me try to think of, what are some other like newly researched animals
that? I mean, we're guessing birds are dinosaurs, so maybe dinosaurs.
Ooh. Do you like dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Did you go see the dinosaur exhibit?
No.
No? After this, you should definitely go. Do you have a favorite dinosaur?
So far, maybe. I don't think it was there, but it's probably. I don't know what period it was in, but I think it was the Gigantosaurus. It's the biggest dinosaur. Ooh. That was in the Cretaceous period, I'm guessing.
Ooh.
Right? Cretaceous.
If you had the chance to have a little Jurassic Park moment, would you do it?
Yeah.
You would?
Yes.
Why?
Because I would have a park of dinosaurs.
But wouldn't you be so scared? I mean, it didn't work out enough.
I mean, I would train them to love me, maybe.
Oh, I see. So do you think this guy trained the lion to love him?
Yes.
How do you think he did that?
He caught the lion. He made, after like a couple of years, he noticed him as like, you know,
mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. Or he just found him by accident, and then he just fell in love with it.
Oh, I see.
Maybe.
Do you have any pets?
So far, I have 4 dogs.
Okay, tell me about them.
One is, yeah. One likes to hunt. Yeah, and then the other one likes to growl.
Mm-hmm.
Then the rest of them just kiss me. They just, every time I just lay on the floor, they just sprint up to me and then they start putting their paws on my face and then they just start looking.
Aww.
Like crazy.
What kind of dogs are they?
We don't have any ID right now. Like, they're like 3 mixes.
Aww,
of it.
Okay, so what are their names?
They're all Russian names, but Petey, Grillo, Nika, and Ellie. All right, next page.
Oh, you're already ready for the next one?
Yes.
Huh? All right, tell me as much as you can about this picture.
It looks like this boy likes to travel. He has a very messy room. He's pretending he's on something that can fly. He has a goldfish. He's in his room and, you know, 2 cars, 500 pillows, lots of books. He's having a dream. His window's open. That's pretty much all I can say.
Is your room this messy? No, you keep your room clean?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I clean it up. I like make a huge mess and then I just clean it up.
That's the best thing to do. You said he's got all these in his, he's dreaming. What's he dreaming about?
He's dreaming about to be a pilot when he grows up.
Ooh, would you ever want to be a pilot?
Yes, I did fly an airplane yesterday.
What?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of airplane?
It was one of those small ones, the propeller planes.
Yeah? How high did it go?
I didn't like take off or land it, but he offered me to fly in midair, but no.
That's still kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you think would you ever want to be a pilot?
Yes.
Yeah? What kind of places do you want to go to if you could be a pilot?
I could probably go to Hawaii.
Ooh, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Also, I could probably go to, I might go to a few islands. Mm-hmm. I might even start an island.
Ooh, how would you do that?
I would. Me and my friends would like there would be like five people on deck. They would just sail to a random place, mm-hmm. and then we will start building stuff. So like docks, houses, we'll Ooh. Just start building.
Okay, I like that plan. Is there anything else that you kind of like dream about being or doing? Kind of like how this kid wants to be.
I've been dreaming to be an architect.
Okay.
That's a really good.
I love that.
I've always wanted to be a scientist. Mm-hmm. And I also
wearing lab coats like
yes.
Yeah.
I mean like an actual scientist that researches. And I also wanted to be an engineer. Mm-hmm. So I can like design robots like these. And also yeah.
So you're saying architect, have you built anything before?
Yes, I've built a Lego tower that's probably about to that tall roof. Ooh. I needed a ladder to get up there. I've also built out of cardboard. I've built like a mini sized house as probably as big as this table right there.
Wow.
And that okay. Yeah, we still play with it. Wow, he's impressed.
Well, yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yes.
You're only 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I could see you being an amazing architect.
And I also built a cardboard computer.
What? Okay, tell me about that.
It was kind of like that computer, except it was just a cardboard.
Oh, okay.
So like no technology, just.
So what made you think about wanting to like do it? Architecture, science.
I thought about it when my mom told me there was a job called architecting, and I was like, ooh, what's architecting? And then she told me it's where you can design anything you want, and I was like, and then I started building things. So, yeah.
Is there anything you really want to build?
I've always wanted to build a unique building. So it's like a figure eight building, so I don't know if it'll stand up well, but it's gonna be a figure eight hotel.
Ooh.
And that will move if it's like, you know, if it's like hot, cold, yeah.
Yeah. Are there any buildings you've been in that you're like, wow, this is really cool?
No, but I've seen videos of buildings, like, you know, the tower that like changes if it's like too dark, you just say. I don't think you've seen it, but I think it's like in Europe, somewhere in Europe.
So you want to make cool ones like that?
Yes. And I've been also designing buildings in Minecraft also.
Oh, okay. So you're yeah. a big Minecraft fan. Love
yeah.
it. What kind of buildings have you made in Minecraft?
So far, I've made an ancient temple. I am designing a very futurist mansion right now.
Okay.
And I'm also designing a solar paneled like a redstone garden,
yeah.
kind of like it'll do it by itself. So like instead of me planting it, the villagers will plant it.
So do you all of this in creative or
survival?
Oh, nice. Okay, so you're really.
But I just get the materials in creative just because it'll waste my time.
Exactly, it's easier. It's easier. Well, I can't wait to see your name on some famous magazine or newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell me as much as you can
about this. He looks like he's a scientist. There's an octopus probably stealing all. Maybe he's helping or he's stealing all his things. There's two rats. He's in a science lab. Books. Gibberish. And a load more.
Yeah. So you said he's either helping or.
It looks like he's helping.
Okay, what do you think he's helping with?
It looks like he's helping with some research.
Mm, what kind of research?
How to, like, probably screw in a... I think they're making a light bulb.
You think they're making a light bulb?
Yeah.
Maybe that one right there.
Maybe she made it from, like, this, and then she's holding it, and then she's gonna screw it on.
Okay. What's all this stuff in the background?
That's all her supplies that she needs.
Why do you think there's an octopus in the lab?
I have no idea. Maybe he's just helping. I don't know if he's stealing anything.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right, so when you're some amazing mad scientist that you're going to be, would you have would you let an octopus in your lab?
Maybe if I trained it well.
Trained it, okay. So it would be like your little helper.
Yes.
What would you name him?
I would probably name him Octopi because he's going to be married to another octopus and then he's going to be, yeah, they're going to have a baby.
Okay, so you're going to have two octopuses.
Yeah.
Helping you.
This might not work, but it may be. Will.
It might, though. It yes. Might, yeah. So, okay, so we've got two octopuses. One's named Octopi. What's the other one's name?
The other one is the one, Pi Octo.
Okay,
Pi
like Octo. That. And then what will their kids name?
The kids probably, I haven't thought of that yet.
That's okay. We'll get that when it comes. So, anything else you see cool in this picture? I mean, this could be you one day.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then how about
last
this
one? She's in a garden. She got a big beetroot out of there. There's a shovel right there. She's wearing garden gear. There's a lot of plants. There's fence. Clear sky, and then that's pretty much it. Those are shells. Maybe she's at the end of a beach shore.
Oh, what's under them? What's all of this?
This is all. Wait, no, wait. She. They're stealing the. They're eating the garden plants.
What are they called?
Snails.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, the snails are eating, probably.
Have you ever been on a farm?
Yes.
Yeah, what kind of farm?
Like Farm Park, of
farm
course.
Farm Park. Okay. Have you ever been on a farm where you could like get vegetables and fruits like this?
Yes.
Yeah, what kind of produce?
It's vegetables and fruit. There's in New York where we live, somewhere close to New York, there's like a little where you can pick pretty much anything.
Yeah.
So peas, strawberries, blueberries, pretty much anything. Yeah.
Does it taste better when you pick it yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, how much better?
It tastes a little sweeter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's freshly new.
Yeah.
You don't have to transport it from a million miles.
Yeah. So, would you ever pick a beet this big? Why not?
There's a story about it.
Tell me.
So like they dug it up. It's about the carrot story. They dug up a big carrot and then lots of people just came and they just pulled it out. Like a grandpa. Yeah.
Okay.
So there was then it was a boy, then girl, then mom and dad, then grandpa, dog, cat and mouse.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then they just pulled out the carrot and they ate it for dinner. Carrot soup.
Carrot soup.
Who would eat a carrot that big with carrot soup? I don't know why.
What do you think this farmer here is going to do with that giant beet?
Cook it and shred it into 100 pieces. Like, yeah.
What's he going to do with all of that?
Eat it.
All by herself?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So she's just hungry.
Beetroot soup.
And have you ever held a snail?
Yes.
You have? What did it feel like?
Slime.
Really? Did you like it?
I mean, it was like sticking. My hands couldn't come across,
okay.
So I had to wash. I know how I would wash them. Mm-hmm. So instead I just put in some hand sanitizer and then that worked, and then it just got to stick apart. Then I just washed my hands.
Okay, so you were prepared for the situation.
Yeah.
Well, you did amazing with that. Thank you so much. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing great.
Like he pretty much says everything over again.
He's just congratulating you. So, do you like to read?
No.
No?
No.
Is there any way you can read this page for me, though? It's just, how about you read one or two?
You don't have to read all.
Yeah, I know. There's three pages. I mean, I can read one page.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just looking. Okay. In Demji, from a drum from West Africa, the Jembe means everyone comes together in peace. The drum is played to tell a story. People often come together to play the drum in a group. Three or four may be played together to make a drum circle. People come together to hear the drum music and like to dance to the beats. The people also tell a story with their dancing. The djembe shell made of hard wood. The top is made from the skin goats, the skin of a goat. It can be different sizes. This is a kind of drum that can be 12 to 15 inches high, as 23 to 25 inches tall. It can be 11 to 29 pounds. This kind of a drum can make different kinds of sounds. It can be very low or it can sound very high. This music can also be quiet or it could be very loud. A long time ago, only the men would play a drum. It was so rare to see a woman play a drum in West Africa. So people were surprised when they saw a woman djembe player. The woman had hard work. The woman had to work very hard to get to play. Now there are women drum circles, and women are just as good as playing music as the men. This kind of drum was first played in West Africa, but now it is played all over the world. It is even played in our country. See you the next time you listen to music, you may hear the beat of a djembe in the song.
Well done. Thank you so much. You're an amazing reader, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to read anymore?
No.
Nope. All right. Go ahead.
Great job.
No. All right. Okay, brush teeth. Brushing teeth.
Actually, I want you to tell me
healthy habits.
How you do it.
All right.
What's your step-by-step go-to?
Okay, so I first grab my electrical toothbrush. If it's low, I discharge it. Then I just use a bad toothbrush, and then I just squirt it, and then I wash it, squirt it, and then just brush for like about 2 minutes. And then I spit, and then I get my mouthwash out, and then I swish that. And then if I run out of mouthwash, I usually just floss.
All right, perfect. Now this one.
Okay, soap, I just soap. Like this, wash for about another 10 seconds, like just like this, and then I just go like this again with
and
the water.
How often are you washing
hands? Probably about twice a week.
Twice a week?
Yeah, because... So today I'll do it.
Okay, I hope you do it today.
Okay.
What is this person doing?
Tying her shoes.
You know how to tie your shoes?
Yes.
Can you explain it to me?
So first I put on my left shoe and then I tie it, and then I put my right shoe and then I tie it.
Yeah, but like the process of tying it, I actually don't know how to tie my shoes.
What?
I don't know how to tie my shoes. Yeah.
Okay.
And my friend tied for me today.
All right, so I do like this, and then I just right over left, and then just pull,
okay,
and then do the same thing. They're asking me to do left over right, and then pull, and left over right. That's the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the shoe tying lace book is doing it the wrong way also.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if I'm doing it the right way or the wrong way.
As long as I end up tied, right?
Making herself breakfast.
Yeah.
I very rarely do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Sometimes if I wake up on the weekends, I sometimes, yeah, make myself breakfast.
What do you eat for breakfast?
I usually eat this. Except with no milk, because we don't have any milk.
And what is your favorite type of cereal?
I have no idea. Probably just regular plain cereal.
Yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about the cereal?
Getting on clothes. I usually like to put my underwear on, then my socks, and then my pants, and then my shirt. That's okay. That's the quickest way to do it for me. And then I just put my shoes on.
Gotcha.
So I do the bottom first, then the top.
Interesting. How's it?
Baking. I don't really bake, but maybe this is how I futurely do it. So we usually like to make cookies, but I don't really know the recipe for it because I don't like to bake.
Well, what kind of cookies?
We usually like to make, I don't know what cookies they're called, but they're like cookie dough cookies mixed to like, I don't know, like chocolate chip.
Ooh, okay.
I don't really know how to make it.
What's your favorite?
My favorite sweet is probably, I mean, I don't even have a favorite candy, but I would probably say so far, M&M's.
Like
yeah.
The peanut butter ones or the chocolate ones?
I haven't tried the peanut butter ones yet, but so far, chocolate.
Okay. Chocolate Christmas.
Painting.
You like to paint?
Yes.
What kind of stuff do you like to paint?
You know, buildings, like an architect building.
Oh, okay, I see. What's your favorite color then?
I usually like to paint with black and white because that gives like you the regular texture. And then I just fill it in with whatever colors.
Okay. Have you ever considered being an artist?
I mean, no.
Why not? You clearly know a lot about.
I mean, I like to also model things like an artist, so I might be an artist also.
Oh. Yeah.
Buckling his seatbelt. I have a car seat, so I just do top and then bottom. So like, snip and then snip and then snip.
Oh, okay.
Easy.
I'm gonna go ahead and do three more. You're doing so well, and I'll get you out of here.
Okay.
How about this one?
Feeding soup to teddy bear. My sister likes to do that a lot. She likes to play with stuffies.
What kind of
I usually just ignore her.
Oh, okay.
She has like a unicorns, like unicorns, dolls, just everything, everything girly. Dressing up. I like to do that sometimes.
When do you like to do it?
I like to dress up just like a normal kid. Yeah, I do that every day.
Yeah. You wear anything special for Halloween?
I usually like to dry up. I like to dress up fancy for Halloween.
Fancy, like what?
I mean, like not specifically fancy, but pretty fancy. Okay, so nothing like this.
Okay, so what did you wear last Halloween?
Ninja.
Oh, a ninja.
Very rich ninja.
Rich ninja. Okay, so tell me, what did your outfit look like?
What? So it was like a black suit around myself, and then there was just like a golden like dragon right here.
Ooh, okay. Interesting. Did you get a lot of compliments for that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Last one?
Going
down the slide. I went water slides, pretty fun. Regular slides, no.
Okay, where do you go water sliding?
There's pretty much, I like to go like to pools. So like we have a community pool. There's a water slide. It's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
It's the outdoor one. So it's like you go, then you go around here, and then down here, and then then down here, and then out.
Yeah. You slide with anybody?
Yes, my sister.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to swim?
Yes.
When did you learn how to swim?
Probably when I was 4.
Oh, okay. So you're like a pro at this point.
Yes.
Hmm. All right. Well, I can't think of any other questions I can ask you because you've already done such an amazing job.
Yeah.
So how about you go to cook another buzzer?